This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
People are the focus of our conversation. What would the world be like if we didn't have any people to talk about, right? It would just be you and me, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schulin is at the controls. I used to say whoever was there, Kara, was manning the controls. You know that expression, manning the controls? But how can you say that when there's a woman doing it? What's the ambidextrous way of referring? She's in charge of or at the technical center of the program. But there's,
I don't know. I'm womaning the show. I'm running the show.
Womaning. I like that. All right. So let's get to it. Issues of the day. One of the issues that we have that brings us around to trouble, far better to see it as something that's an opportunity. But because of all of the, I think, computerized things in the world, and I'm just talking about a certain breach that always every day goes. There isn't a day go by, right? There's been some kind of an announcement of a breach of your credit card here and there. So how do we deal with matters of privacy? You're investigating that, Jennifer. What did you come up with?
Well, in California, look, I am a California resident and very critical about some of the stuff that our state gets wrong, which happens more often than not. But I'm woman enough to tell you when something happens where they actually get it right. There is a landmark privacy law that's going into effect in California. It starts on January 1st. That's going to allow California residents to find out what a company knows about them and then get it deleted if they want to. They'll also be able to stop the company selling that information that they might have on you. And this matters because as California goes, so does the rest of the nation, and this could effectively become the framework for a national privacy law, since companies that are racing to comply with it may give privileges to non-Californians too. So if they want to operate with California, they change their practices across the board. And this is sort of now many companies believing that this is going to be a when, not an if, basically, when thinking about consumers and their information, because they're going to have to comply with California law to work with California consumers, that the rest of the country will also get the benefit of that, and that eventually this could be made official on a national level. And I think it's important because I think if many of us knew what companies collected on us and what they hold on to and then what they sell to make money off of our information, I think that would actually surprise a lot of people. I think we don't give it much thought, but clearly our information is sold and it's kind of trafficked back and forth between corporations.
It's remarkable what we've given over to or given into. Maybe that's it. I've always been a real privacy. And there's a difference, by the way, between personal information. I talk about what goes on in my life because it seems to play into maybe lessons that people can learn from my experiences, and you maybe do the same thing, but that's different. Personal info versus private information is different. And the privacy concerns that we have, there are no secrets, and I don't mean secrets in a negative sense, but there are some things about anybody that ought to be private, that this person, he or she, should feel comfortable in knowing that she or he is the only one who knows that about him or herself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, that comes from...
It's not even like listening to conversations. This is your financial information that's sold to, like, really get
people usually
to focus in on you. And, you know, I remember being here with you. I think this was years ago when I actually discovered the site Spokio. Do you remember that?
No.
There is a website.
You can find a lot of stuff on Spokio.
Really?
Yeah. This is what is so disturbing. And most people that I tell about, I've never even heard about it. Spokio is a site where you can type in someone's name, and it will tell you, it'll tell them who you are, what your birthday is, those specifics, probably where you went to school, who you're married to, who you've been married to in the past.
Looked S-P-O-K-E-O.
Yeah, I don't think that you know if somebody's looked
at you. No, it's not like
you
get any kind of notification if someone looks you up. And it
tells you what your housing price is.
So here's what comes up when I put Spokio in. Among the 10 best background check sites, but there are all of these. There are tons of these.
Yeah, but you can actually remove yourself from Spokio if you want to. But no one knows that they're up there to remove themselves. So that's the problem about a lot of.
So if you put in your own name, though. What happens if you put in your own name?
Do you put in your own name and you find something, you can click and say, this is me, I want it removed.
Uh-huh. Really?
Okay. I've done that because I don't want my address out there floating around. And you'd be surprised.
There's another company called People Looker. I'm just looking at some of these other publicrecords.com. Look at these places.
Yeah, and I think Jen's right when she says a lot of people would be surprised, because I remember I was on Twitter a few weeks ago, and there was a guy who's just doing kind of a funny trend of saying, like, you know, what three famous people do you share your birthday with that you're surprised about? And some people didn't want to do it because they didn't want to put their birth date out on the Internet, except those people don't realize their birthday is already out there. I'm sure if I found their name, I could just go to their Facebook page.
Cubic.
People don't make it private. You can see so much information about people that they don't realize is out there.
Yeah. Here's Qbib.com. I don't know what that is, but it's somebody's web address. I don't even know who this person is. But why would it be?
Yeah, there's a lot of websites out there where you can find this information, Doug.
Wow. Okay. Well, there it is.
Like, I can see on Spokio, and this one doesn't have a ton of information about you, but I can see your name, I can see how old you are, I can see your relatives are Brendan Stefan, Megan Stefan, Tony Stefan, I see a Francis and a John Stefan, I don't know if you're related to them or not.
Francis and John, my father was John, Francis was my stepmother.
Yeah. Yep. Got Santa Monica, Framingham, and most of this stuff is stuff that you put, you know, out on the radio every day, but there's, you know.
Right.
But at least you get to decide whether you're going to do it or not, you know?
Yeah, right. And that's what I, back to personal versus private stuff. I see, by the way, speaking of that, Randy Quaid is going to run against Adam Schiff.
Well, he's thinking about it.
Well, Adam Schiff deserves some stiff competition in the movie. Yeah.
He does. He just like breezes through all the time. And he's got Eric Early as a Republican running against him, and he ran for Secretary of State, but he was not able to win that position. So hopefully a better chance against Adam Schiff, but you need someone with a brand name. I say bring it on with Randy Quaid. Why not?
His slogan at the moment isn't the drain of the swamp. It is to clean out the SHITT.
Yeah. As he did in Christmas Vacation.
Mommy, what is that all about? Okay, so anyway, that's the deal. The Census Bureau says income inequality in our country is the highest in 50 years. I don't even know what this is about. I mean, this is for years and years. I mean, this is a made-up, phony, baloney issue as far as I'm concerned. You have an opportunity, you are what you are, and if you take advantage of it, you know, there are plenty of people who say, oh, blacks don't have the same opportunities that whites do. Well, you know what, I can tell you a lot of black people who are very successful, and I can tell you a lot of white people I know who are very unsuccessful. So it goes deeper than that, more than I want to get into at the moment. My spiritual belief is that we all make our choices before we come back to life. Life continues, and most of us have been here many times, some longer than others. Old souls is the reference often that's used. But here we have the Census Bureau, who says income inequality is a big problem. U.S. has a big economic expansion, so why can't everybody take advantage of it? Because you don't have the same, sometimes, drive. You don't have the same the quality. Just because your color of your skin is something, doesn't mean that you're better or worse at something than somebody else. Have white men ruled for too long? Yeah. Yes. There's not an equivocation in my voice that there's too much of the good old boy gang. I'm not talking about people who have it or don't, in terms of qualities, the capable things that, either allow them to get ahead or keep them from getting ahead. But there are a lot of people who have taken advantage of the situation, let's say. Let's see, the gap between rich and poor is highest in Arkansas, Alabama, California, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Texas, and Virginia.
Huh.
In California, I would say yes, I can see that because you see examples of it all over the street. This report also says the median household income has gone over $63,000. God, I can remember not long ago, Kara, we were talking about it being 48, 44, 34. I remember when it was 28. So it's really gone up. So, and it hasn't gone up much in the last year. So what does that mean? The interest rate is low. Prices on most commodities haven't gone up much in the last year or so. So that goes hand in hand with not having much disparity in the difference between what it cost to buy things in 2017 versus 2018. The positive side of this report, the poverty rate has fallen nationally, as well as in several states, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. Poverty rate's gone down. You can't, I don't know if you can convince me of that in Los Angeles. Economists who competed on the report said the increase in the gap could be attributed to a few factors, including stagnant wages, decline of organized labor. That's their own damn fault. You know, again, back to the business about labor and who's zooming who here. The labor movement has suffered because of the political connections and policies of the people who run the labor unions. And in many instances, certainly not, I don't know about now, but during when I go back to the Jimmy Hoffa era, when organized labor was so crooked, and it, that's what really destroyed the movement, in part. Tax policies, you know, we know about that. All right, so I hope you're better off this year than you were last year. That'd be my wish for you. At 18 past the hour.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ever stay at the Hotel California on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica, Jennifer?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah, I actually did. It's one of those cool old knotty pine hotels, you know, how the kind of really cut out of an era gone by. It's fun. The album the Eagles did called Hotel California, released back in 1976, spawned a couple of number one songs, spent 8 weeks on the top of the Billboard charts, sold more than 26 million copies, in fact, in our country. Until last Friday, the Eagles had never played the album all the way through. In the first of three shows at Las Vegas at the Grand Garden Arena, the band performed the album from front to back, followed with a greatest hit set and had the audience at the sold-out 13,000-seat arena on its feet. As you can imagine, while the Eagles have not announced any plans to play the album in its entirety on a tour, fans are hopeful the overwhelming response to this event will give them more dates. The band, listed as Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt, with Deacon Frey and Vince Gill. Vince Gill took over the lead vocals on Try and Love Again, Take It to the Limit, and Glenn Frey's son, Deacon, carried on his father's legacy on Take It Easy and Peaceful Easy Feeling, which is their best song, I think. That's the one I like a little bit. There's so many great ones in here. The usually reserved Don Henley told the crowd, "We're crusty old veterans, but you have touched our hearts." The show clocked in at over 3 hours and 20 minutes. Wow.
Yikes.
Yep. One of the longest shows the Eagles have ever played, so they get their money's worth there. I'd like to go. I'd go see that. I would go see that show. I would. Yep.
I would go and take a nap in the middle of it.
Would you?
You need to.
I like the Eagles, but that's a long show.
Yeah.
This is the kid. This is Deacon's voice.
No, this is the original.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, It's not Deacon. I don't know who it is then.
It's not the original. All right, I'd like to know who that was, though. That's interesting. All right, so there we have it, 26 after the latest on the Eagles. Let's move on into the land of Huey Lewis and the News. Or as my daughter used to say, Huey Lewis and the News. First new song in 10 years for Huey Lewis. This is a song called Her Love Is Killing Me. People identify with this. Not only is this song, Her Love Is Killing Me, the band's first release since 2010, Soulsville, it's the first preview of new material since Huey Lewis was diagnosed with Meniere's disease last year, rendering him unable to perform live because he can't hear anything. That's what Meniere's disease is. You all know what Meniere's disease is. My father had it. You can't lose your balance and you can't hear. Song will be featured on Huey Lewis's as-yet-to-be-untitled 10th studio album, which will be released next year, just in time for their 40th anniversary.
So he can still sing with it, he just can't perform?
Well, I think he can sing. I'm not sure how out on the road.
It's gotta be hard when you can't
hear.
How
they would do that. Right, unless you can get the sense from... Rush Limbaugh had a similar problem, but he had a cochlear ear implant.
Wasn't his from drug use?
Limbaugh's?
Yeah, wasn't it from the OxyContin? No,
yeah.
Limbaugh.
No, yeah, Limbaugh lost his hearing because of the abuse of drugs. But in Huey Lewis's case, I don't know about Huey, what caused it. I know what happened. My father got it because he was a boxer and a wrestler and got his head banged around so many times that in later life it took its toll on his inner ear, and that's what this is about. So let's hold a good thought.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's foreign minister warning the United States it won't be able to finish any war it starts with Iran. During an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Javad Zarif said U.S. intelligence agencies have launched a cyber war against Iran already. He warned the Trump administration against seeking a military solution to conflicts with Iranian-backed forces in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia speaks to CBS News.
Nora O'Donnell asked Mohammed bin Salman about the gruesome murder of a Saudi journalist. The Saudi Crown Prince claims he's innocent and also responsible.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime, but I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia.
That report from reporter Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To adjust your tinfoil and move ahead. This is, I don't know if we're moving ahead or not. DJD, Jennifer Horn, Karen Schillen, Victoria doesn't feel well, doesn't have a voice today, so she's not with us. When I say moving ahead, I wonder sometimes you see all of this stuff back and forth, the Sunday morning so-called news shows, and they're all about the same thing, Jennifer. It's the same impeachment. Let's get them.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know who this Stephen Miller is. I was trying to figure him out.
He's an aide for President Trump, and actually a former resident of one of your hometowns, Santa Monica.
Really?
We call that one of your hometowns because you used to live
there. Yeah, I'll be back there. I'm moving back in that direction this year. Matter of fact, I like Santa Monica. Of the places I've lived and have had residency in Los Angeles County, Santa Monica is my favorite place. It is the craziest place, but it's also, that's
the They call it the
energy.
People's Republic of Santa Monica.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like Warren Eckstein. I talk about this. He lives in Santa Monica, too. Has no connection to the political realities of living in the community. But it's like a lot of these other things. Just because you're an actor and you live in L.A., John Voight is a good example of this. I think I've only seen him once, and that was when I was with you at that horse show that Shatner does. He and Shatner are friends, right? Aren't they?
I don't know. I don't remember seeing him there.
Do you know what Shatner's politics are?
They're not lined up with mine, certainly.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, he's Canadian, so he always says, "I'm Canadian." He doesn't give away his politics.
Yeah,
much,
okay. Well, that's good. That's probably a good way to do it.
I'd say he's consistent with Hollywood. How about that?
Yeah, okay. There you go. So, Chris Wallace trying to grill Miller, he kept asking him a question. He says, "How about just answering the question?" And so, but the questions are all the same. It doesn't make any difference who's asking them. It's all about the whistleblower report and what's Congress going to do. And it's such nonsense. It really is. I mean, even if you're, no matter what side of the fence you're on, this is utter nonsense.
Well, especially a year out from a presidential
election. Of
course. If you don't like him, beat him. I mean, I think that's kind of what a lot of people are thinking. Like, why take the country through all of this? It does nothing but divide us more.
Right. All right. So now some things that are related to all the hoopla. The special envoy to Ukraine has resigned because of the so-called scandal involving the conversation between our president and their president. His name was Kurt Volker, been the U.S. special envoy to Ukraine last couple of years, met with Secretary of State Pompeo, and after that Pompeo must have said, "Get your butt out of that chair and we're going to replace you."
You're out.
Somebody had to, well, I mean, didn't somebody, some had to go. Somebody had to take the fall. Volker's name came up with the complaint that alleged the president pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden. The complaint has been all over the place. You know, that's one of the things that I find most annoying about the news media, by the way. The repetition of the same story. The reason they're doing this is because, well, doesn't everybody know that? If you're paying attention to the story in the first place, chances are you know what the reason for the story being there is. That's one of the, I don't know, it's such a, isn't it funny how I am about that sort of thing? It really annoys me. And, you know, the old expression is they say whatever annoys you about other people is what annoys you about yourself, which is other people, you don't see it in yourself.
Well,
so?
It's insulting, I think, to our intelligence when the news media uses just a regurgitation of talking points. I get annoyed.
It's not news.
Right. I get annoyed because, look, I don't ever claim to be a journalist at this point because I give my opinion on a lot of stuff. But right. I did go to school for journalism, and it irks me when you can read and see the, like, just the bias that is just rumbling through what's supposed to be hard news. And, you know, it used to be that the New York Times and CNN and all of these places were like that was like the head of journalism. And now you can look at the headlines on their TV screen or in their newspaper and you can figure out what their bias is. And it's unfortunate because I think we could count on one hand the number of, like, hard news reporters that are out there that don't actually try to demonstrate their bias. And it's hard to put them together.
Get the facts instead of somebody else. And what bothers me also, this is why I don't watch any television news, because you'll say, "Oh, it's time for local news, first, fast, and factual." And then they start off with a headline or the first story is about Trump. It's not local. That's a national story. Nothing to do with local. None. Zero. Boris Johnson could soon be under the scrutiny of police because of his friendship with an American businesswoman. Boring Boris, maybe not so boring after all. He gave Jennifer Arcuri and her company, supposedly, an unfair advantage while he was the City of London's mayor, allowing him to join her on international trade missions and get funds that she otherwise would not have received. So he's not married? Is he not married? Boris Johnson, or is...
I don't know.
He was before. He has a girlfriend now who's like 15, 20 years younger than him or something. He was married for a while, but I think that ended a few years ago.
But his wife didn't like his girlfriend.
I guess not.
Must be. How old is Boris Johnson?
I don't know. In his 60s or 70s, I think.
Is he? Okay. And his girlfriend is how much? 15, 20 years younger than he is?
No biggie.
I'm doing some research. Okay, he's only 55. So I think I think his girlfriend's in her 30s or something like that.
Not bad.
She's 31 and he's 55. Not really. So the age between them is almost as old as I am. So
what would be the reason for someone liking a fellow like that? Is it his looks? Is it his personality? Is it his position? Is it he's just a wonderful human being?
You know, I can't speak for this woman because I don't know. But in some of the relationships I've seen where a much younger woman is with an older man, they are with them for security. You know, they're with them for that what they bring to the table. And then all of a sudden they realize that those people are going to get old, and then they hightail it out of there, which unfortunately I've seen more than once.
Yep. Well, I've seen that here and there. So anyway, John, just one more thing on the ladder of reasons that Boris could be hitting the road pretty soon. The watchdog group that found this, the connection, said it will take time to assess whether a further investigation is necessary. There you go. Okay, boring Boris. And what's the latest in Brexit? Is there anything that is new on the horizon, different than what we've heard for 100 days or more? I don't think there's anything new there other than
they're in their final month stretch, right?
Right, one more month to the end of October. Yep. Hong Kong continues to be a hot spot. Pro-democracy demonstrations continued there. Been 17 weeks of protests. Seems like only yesterday they got together to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the Umbrella Movement. And this past weekend, tens of thousands of people turning out. So it doesn't seem that the protests are losing steam, which is, you know, a lot of times you hear about protests here in our country protesting this and that, and they just run out of energy. They have not. These demonstrations continue with 100,000, 200,000 people every time they get together. And so there's been a little bit of violence. Most of them have been peaceful. Among the key demands, protesters seeking an independent investigation into alleged police brutality in the Hong Kong Police Department. So far, the leader of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has resisted a formal probe. But because of this, now, this is not, he was, this person was installed by the Chinese, I believe, right? That's why there's the hoopla about him. And they, but you see, that's the way the Chinese handle everything. They're just brutal. You don't like what we're doing? Bang, boom. See you later. And that was the case in Saudi Arabia. It's been the case in many authoritarian countries around the world. It's 2019. Shouldn't things be different? Yeah. Maybe they ought to be, but they aren't. But Saudi Arabia
is how much interaction the United States should have in all these places, too.
Right. Yes. Saudi Arabia opening up its doors, oh, isn't this wonderful, to tourists from 49 countries. They announced a new visa program that will allow tourism from 49 countries, including our country, France, and China. Visas have been restricted heretofore to expats, business people, and Muslim pilgrims who go to Mecca. Access to those cities, Mecca and Medina, will remain restricted, but the government will reportedly relax its dress codes for women. Isn't that nice of them? Wow, that's swell. The visa plan.
It's a step. It's not easy to be a woman over there.
Talk about men and the good old boys network and stuff. In terms of, we were talking about the where wealth was concentrated in our country, and you know whether if you're different color skin or different religion, that sort of thing, is this going to make a difference? Here, you got at least a fighting chance. Over there, not at all. None. Zero. Women's rights activists have been abused and abused and abused. And even though they say, well, women have the right to vote. No, I mean the right to drive. They don't have the right to vote in Saudi Arabia. Well, there's nothing to vote for anyway. Wouldn't make any difference. So I just think Jamal Khashoggi, and that's what you pretty much got when it comes to the Saudis. By the way, speaking of the Middle East, I don't know why Middle East trips this, but this week and next week, very high holidays for Jewish friends and listeners. It's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I never remember which comes first. I think Rosh Hashanah is for the first couple of days, right? And then it's Yom Kippur at the other end. I'm pretty sure that's the situation.
You're right, yep.
All right, let me check that out while we listen to a couple of important messages here on the DJV Show.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the travel rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You deserve the best, and you got it on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. All right, ladies, the Savage X Fenty Show. It's got to do with wearing...
Rihanna's lingerie line.
Right. So what do you think of it?
I thought it was amazing. I mean, what everyone said is it's what Victoria's Secret has always aimed to do and never been able to achieve. I mean, Rihanna is very effortless in terms of having models of every different shape and size. Her underwear is beautiful. So, I don't know. And it was a whole show. They had performances. It was at Fashion Week, I think, last week or the week before. So, I don't know. I thought it was cool.
It looked, what I got out of it, Kara, was that the Savage X show was about women and the Victoria's Secret show was about men. And how they look at
women.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it wasn't necessarily even a sexy show. It was just women walking around showing the underwear that they would wear, whereas Victoria's Secret is definitely supposed to be a very sexy show.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm a fan. I thought it was cool.
Is there anybody modeling this stuff that looks like you?
Yeah, I would say there were plenty of women who looked like that.
There you go. 10 before the hour.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cruising into the money pit. It's time for Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of that weekend show. So many people learn so much from the Money Pit. Listening to the program, going to the website, Money Pit newsletter, all of this stuff. So this is, because we're into the fall season, people are wondering about gutter. Gutter cleaning, gutter guards. I had my gutters, the guys were working around the house, fixing up, painting a lot of areas that needed to be fixed up, chimney paint. That's another question I want to ask you about what kind of paint you use. I just use regular paint. I thought there was mason.
Yeah.
Isn't there masonry paint for...
Well, there is. And sometimes people will put waterproof sealers on chimneys. And that's okay. But you have to make sure if you're going to put a sealer on a chimney, and frankly, I think this probably would go for paint as well, you have to use a sealer that's vapor permeable. Because if you use the wrong kinds of paint, that will hold water into the chimney and not allow it to dry. And then, of course, in the winter, Doug, that moisture that's in the brick will freeze and it will spall, which is like a fancy name for cracking, where little pieces of that chimney and that brick like break off.
Mm-hmm.
So you use the right stuff.
Yes, I have white chimneys on my house, and it was that way. If I had built this house, but I wasn't around 100 and some odd years ago when it was built, I would have just left them red. But at some point along the way, I never remember this. I remember this house that I'm in now from when I was a kid, and it's always looked the same.
Yeah.
It's like Currier and Ives, one of those houses out of Currier and Ives.
Can't change the color scheme now.
No. So the guys go,
revolt.
Yes. Power washed the chimneys to get all the chips and flakes and stuff off.
Right.
And then painted it. It looks pretty nice. But I wondered, I didn't ask you, and I should have asked you before, whether there was some way of cleaning it, making sure the paint would stick. if you will. So, all right, so that's one question. Not a lot of people have painted chimneys, but a lot of people have gutters, and that was the point I was making. The downspouts were all plugged. And I have gutter, and that, you know, I have gutter guards,
and still,
downspouts were plugged up. Yeah.
There's so many types of gutter guards out there, and you really have to ask yourself whether they're worth it or not. I think, you know, there's the kind that are screens. There's the kind that are like brushes. There's these foam blocks that fit in the gutters. There's nylon that fits in the gutters. And I think there are some of them that seem to work better than others, in my view. The two type that I think that do work pretty well is a type called reverse curve, which is where you have sort of an extension of your roof shingles where there's a piece of metal that goes out and curves down into the gutters. And you would think that, well, isn't the water just going to wash over that and out? And it doesn't, because it holds on to this curved, reverse curve type of gutter blocker. Gutter filter, and it will ride into the gutter, but the leaves will wash off the top. So the idea is the metal pushes the leaves off the top, but the water hugs this reverse curve type of product, and the water drops into the gutter and then down the downspouts. And the other type is the mesh type. There's like a micro mesh or really fine, very fine mesh.
Yep.
That one seems to work pretty well. But here's my problem with all of these products. There's very aggressive tactics that a lot of these guys use when they're selling them, and they want to come to your house. They want to make sure that the Mr. and the Mrs. are both home. All the decision makers are there, and they really try to sell you on the dream of maintenance-free gutters rather than the cost. I've run into people like this at, say, trade shows or like home shows that are open to the public, and you know, they'd ask me about my gutters and do I need to have guards. And I'd say, well, yeah, what do these cost? And I'd make up a house, like the simplest house I could make up. Say a ranch that's 60 feet long with four downspouts. And they'd say, well, you know, we really got to come out and see it. I'm like, why do you have to come out and see it? It's a ranch. It's got 60 feet. It's got four spouts. Why can't you tell me? Well, because we have to come out. Well, they want to get in the door, you know, so they can put on the high pressure. So don't
let them.
By that kind of stuff. No,
exactly.
Stick to your guns. So I do think that some of them work, but you need to choose them very carefully.
All right. James, a listener to us in Delaware, has a problem with moisture in his attic, but it's just in his attic. I was asking about that. Remember when I said the ceilings were chipping in my bedroom?
Yeah.
He's worried he's going to get mold in his insulation. Is that something that is a possibility?
Well, it's possible if you have fiberglass insulation, right, and you don't have enough attic ventilation, then especially in the wintertime, humidity will get up into the attic space. It will condense on the underside of the roof sheathing, and it will drip down, get the insulation wet, which makes it ineffective. And in the worst-case scenarios, it can drip down and sort of puddle on your ceilings. Now, if you have spray foam insulation, you will never have that problem, because spray foam insulation does not require any ventilation whatsoever. It basically turns the entire attic space into a conditioned space. But with fiberglass, you absolutely need to improve ventilation.
All right.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.